Hello, everyone watching the Safety Third podcast. Right now on our Patreon is available to you a video where we made... Is it out of focus? That's okay. A video where we made all of these amazing chairs. If you want to see the delightful story, it's actually unhinged. Go check out Patreon. Are we going to post a public version of it, or is it only private? Only Patreon? Are we doing a public one? No, the video is too good to ever post publicly. So... thank you guys for your support. Head on over to the Safety Third Patreon link below and support us. And there's a new video out right now on Patreon. Thank you. Enjoy the podcast.
Oh, there's a lot of bugs in here.
Well, it's a dumpster.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Right after that, I saw an earwig on the floor with the baby was in here.
There are so many. I have never seen the pincher bugs.
Yeah.
There's literally hundreds of them.
Oh,
silverfish are tiny, like little, like
the ones with the pincer bugs.
Yeah.
Nah,
I think that's an urban legend.
Yeah,
that's
urban. They go into your urethra.
That's where babies come from.
they are really good for your plants, so we're always happy to
have them
around. Yeah, because they're eating the lice.
I'm sure they're great, but when there's 400 of them on a wall,
I've seen your like dried out tomatoes on the outside.
Yeah.
So.
What is the? Do they use the butt pincers? Like, what are the butt pincers actually for?
Mating.
Because they kind of look like jaws, but
there's a couple bugs I remember from my childhood. I'm just like closing my eyes and remember like one of them is. The earwigs, like the pincher bugs.
Yeah.
Like
yeah.
You like pick them up as a kid. You know, kids have a weird relationship with bugs, I think, you know, because it's kind of like you're scared of them, but then it's like becomes a power thing. You have power over other kids by being able to pick up these bugs. And
right.
You could grab them by the pinchers, because if you grab the earwig, I'm probably telling a story that's making me look insane right now, because this might not be a relatable experience. If you grab them by their kind of head or torso, they would bend their pinchers at you, and they could, like, not that it hurts or anything, but it's scary.
They would try to pinch you with the pincher.
But if you grab them by the pinchers, they can't do anything.
Huh.
The other one is those clicking bugs. You know what I'm talking about?
Oh, yeah, the ones that can, like, jump upright.
Yeah. So if you like find one of these, they look like little tiny beetles with like kind of like a back shell and a front shell. It's like kind of like two halves.
Yeah.
If you put your finger on them and kind of press down, they like, it's almost like a pen clicking.
Right.
If you let go, they go like, you know, 400 meters in the air.
It's like a weird exoskeleton spring thing going on.
I think they'll just explode their guts.
Do we have these big cockroaches around here?
Oh,
Cockroach.
How big? I've seen some big ones in closer to Los Angeles, and they fly.
That checks out.
They fly.
What?
Do you guys have flying cockroaches?
No.
I didn't know they could fly until I saw one.
It
blew my mind, because I swear to God, it was the size of, like, you know, you imagine, like, on TV or movies, they use the Madagascar hissing cockroaches. It was like that big, like this big, and I saw it crawling on the wall. And it was like getting on the air conditioner unit. So I was like, all right, I'm gonna catch this guy. I'm gonna release it outside. I'm a good person. I've got a cup. I've got a piece of cardstock to slip under the cup. I'm gonna do this. And so I started walking towards the cockroach. I had never seen this before. It's fucking like the back opened up, and then two enormous wings started fluttering, and it flew towards me. And I shrieked because I didn't know they could do that.
Yeah, what kind of sound was this? Like,
because I didn't. What, like, I mean, look at any other animal. Like, if you're looking at like a raccoon, and you're like, oh, look, it's a raccoon, and then it like sprouts wings and starts flying at you. That's a surprise.
I think of all the things a cockroach could have, wings are the one I wanted to have the least. It could be venomous, poisonous.
But the flight, because the problem is the flight gives it all sorts of access, and then it becomes like a. Like, you're the Titan in Attack on Titan, and it's the shitty little person with the 3D maneuver gear. And it's like, it can still take you on at that size if it can fly.
You think you're big and bad and tough, and then a cockroach takes off, and your brain tells you that you're not. You're none of those things.
Stefan, do you have bugs in Germany?
Germany.
I was thinking of the word Japan, so it kind of fucked with me a little bit.
Japan.
Yeah, Germany.
Yeah, but I think ours are not as big as yours. We don't have
bugs
any
or...
termites.
Oh, lucky.
Yeah.
We don't have termites?
We don't have termites.
There's literally termites in this house.
Most of our houses are fortunately made out of concrete.
Oh, this house will probably be made out of not a whole lot, maybe a little bit of concrete too. When
I don't know if you ever have had the experience of like, have you ever had to like you're, it's night, you want to go to bed, but then you see a bug somewhere in the corner of your eye and you get up to like smash it or catch it or whatever, and then it gets away from you. And then you, I don't know about you, but for me, I can't sleep. I have literally overturned a living room, like couches from one end to the other to get under the couches to check, because I will not sleep if there's a loose bug.
Every time you find a spider in your house, there's 1,000 spiders you didn't find in your house.
Yeah, but the one in particular, it's like any other crime. Like, oh, because you see one criminal and there's like, okay, but there's 1,000 other ones. But the one that you see is the one that's important.
True.
Yeah.
Did you get it?
I did eventually. You know how it was a cockroach. It was one of the big flying cockroaches. And so,
dude, if you just open your mouth, you'll get it eventually.
I kind of like shifted all the furniture enough where I was able to kind of like peek at like because I just, it would scurry every time. Like I would move the ottoman and it would scurry to the couch, and I'd move the couch, it would move to something else. And so I eventually kind of like was able to move all the furniture in such a way that I
feng shui.
What corner, what furniture exactly was under, and then I took a bottle of 91% rubbing alcohol, and I just doused the entire floor underneath that furniture structure with it.
And set it on fire.
No, because the alcohol's enough to just kill them.
Okay.
They just die because I guess they, you know, they have holes in their exoskeleton. So
this is, this is something that happens in my family tree.
And so then I moved the last piece of furniture, and there was the dead soaked cockroach, and then I might have actually said it. Now that I think about it, I think what I did with the body was I took it to the garage and put it on one of those shitty little Harbor Freight anvils, and I think I lit the
You put a bunch of food around it, waited a couple hours for the other cockroaches to come, and then you burned their brethren.
I burned the whole house down, but it was worth it.
That's joke's been in my head this whole time, and I'm like, I can't say that.
So yeah, you guys don't have those in Germany, huh?
What is the scariest creature in Germany?
The scariest creature. It's really hard to say. We started getting bears, and one of the bears recently killed a guy.
How do you start getting bears? I'm sorry.
Yeah. Well, the thing is, all of our bears got killed.
But then where did these bears come from?
Well, we thought we're good, like nature guy, and put them back into our mountains and stuff like that. And now they're starting killing like sheep and even people again.
Like hikers and stuff?
Yeah, there was, I think just a couple of weeks ago, a hiker or a jogger in Italy, but kind of like 3-4 hours away from me, being killed by a bear. And 2 weeks ago, a couple of sheep, which is, I don't know if that's happening, well, especially like with the hikers and joggers, if they're just not used to approaching a bear.
See, what you have to do is you have to...
Because they're not grizzlies.
You put a big glass over the bear, you put a sheet of paper underneath, and that way...
You light it on fire.
You light the bear on fire. Problem solved. Douse it in isopropyl alcohol.
You're going to need at least 3 bottles. You don't have any, like, because here I would say, what's like the worst kind of bug here, like a tarantula? Maybe?
No, I have it. It's not common, but it's called a house centipede. I think.
Here?
Yes, because this is Southern California is far south enough where they can exist. They're called house centipedes, but they're just nightmarish because they're designed almost exactly to just terrify people. Because they're, you know, they're centipedes or whatever kind has a bunch of legs on them.
Are they the black ones?
I think they're blackish red. They're huge, though. And they are designed specifically to be able to run very fast and jump. So the way they catch their prey is by running after, they're like the cheetahs of the bug world, and they'll pounce on top of their prey. And so its legs, you know how a centipede usually has like however many legs? Its legs have evolved so that each one is slightly longer than the previous one.
Like a
so
dragster. That,
so every step it takes, all the legs can take a step and not collide with the leg in front of it.
Okay.
So they can have this bizarre run sequence where basically all the legs are going full throttle and none of them are banging into each other. And so it can run super fast.
And is this like a common occurrence they come in houses?
I've seen
Why do they call them house?
Because they live in houses.
Oh, shit.
And, I've only seen the dismembered corpse of one because I was living in a house and I heard my roommate shriek, just absolutely womanly murder shriek. And I ran to his room to see what the I thought that
he was gonna die.
And so what I came to was him like in one corner of the room, and the other corner of the room was a shoe that looked like it had killed a small possum.
But it was actually a house centipede.
It was a house centipede. Legs were just everywhere, and it was
the long ones or the short ones.
I mean, it was all kind of, but that's when we looked it
You're
up.
Saying that you could, well, with enough time, you could put them back in order.
I didn't believe him at first. Yeah. I had to Google it, and then once we found it, he's like, that's exactly what it was.
You thought he was playing a prank? He like went to Petco and bought one?
I just thought that like he had just killed, because like, obviously it was like a big bug, but I didn't, because he said like...
You thought it was like a Frankenstein, like a bunch of creatures in a pile, but it was...
He was describing it, and he was like, it was fast, and it had all these legs, and like none of it was adding up to me. Yeah. Like, I was like, that doesn't sound like a cockroach.
Squirrel.
Yeah.
How many legs?
There, it turned out, I don't know, 100 legs.
It had to be at least 1,000.
And that's when we looked it up and we found out that we're at the, like, basically the minimum longitude or latitude. It's warm enough in Southern California where they can exist. They're also really big in Japan, apparently. A lot of house centipedes in Japan.
Are they venomous or are they just nasty?
I think the worst part is that they are venomous, but they don't sting with their mouth. It's like...
They sting with their legs.
It's their front legs, I think, have the venom.
Oh, of course. Gotta be.
So it can run very fast, jump, and then sting you with a bunch of very fast
legs. Straight out of Pokemon.
Yeah, it was bad. He didn't even know they could jump when he killed it. And I looked that up, and he was like, I'm glad I didn't know that.
Like, immediately jumped to like the murder solution that solved all of his problems.
Yeah. So I don't know what's worse, though. The bear thing sounds pretty bad.
You have nothing like that. You have no bugs like that?
I think we basically don't have really like venomous bugs where we are.
Is this too cold?
I think so. Well, we have mosquitoes. We have like fire ants. But
you
also
have fire
not,
ants?
But not really the nasty ones, I guess.
Okay.
Regular ants that we occasionally light on fire.
91% isopropanol.
Yeah, exactly.
No, I think we're pretty well off in that regard.
Mostly mammals and birds and stuff.
Yeah.
What about snakes?
One of the things I can still like really well remember was when we were moving in our new house. I don't know where it came from, but I think a couple of days later, I was just my trouser was somewhere and I put it on.
Oh no!
And once I got in there, one of these really really big, thick-legged spiders got out of there in our bedroom, and I have no clue where it came from, how long it was already there, and if there
was on
your
butt. It was on your butt, and then it fell off into the trousers.
Yeah, maybe. But I think I remember still pushing it out of like the leg of the trouser, and it was so nasty. Because these are the things that we usually have like in our basement, and you don't want to...
Yeah.
But I guess in the end they're
just big.
It was big and like this big with
what? No way.
But including the legs.
Yeah, that's still huge.
That's
enormous.
Like a fat, like a meaty one. Because we have the daddy long legs. Kind of when you say it out loud. Hey, daddy long legs.
We have black widows here.
Yeah, those are like more psychologically scary. I feel like a big meaty spider, I don't know why, it just makes it feel like you could take a bite out of you.
Yeah.
So it's like a fat, like a grape kind of body. Or like...
No, the body is kind of small, but it has like really thick, hairy legs.
Okay.
Just
couldn't be a daddy long leg.
No.
How many people listening to this you think have arachnophobia and just crash their car?
What's like the opposite?
Arachnophilia? If someone is
really
sexually attracted to spiders. I don't want to know what those listeners are doing right now.
One of those YouTube videos. We put an arachnophilia in a room with someone with arachnophobia.
And we have them fight to the death?
I don't know. Then we just released a bunch of spiders. I don't know.
See what happens.
I've got halfway through that idea. We need to workshop it. Okay, this is our guest, Stefan.
I don't even know when we started recording.
We're at 14 minutes.
Holy shit. Wow. So we actually started a long time ago.
CNC Kitchen.
Thanks for having me again.
It's in person this time.
Yeah, in person.
What do you think?
What do you think of my set?
It's a beautiful, nasty dumpster.
The new addition, the baby, the wet baby.
This is the, well, I think it's almost dry. This is the stunt baby.
Yeah.
We have this baby sit in for the oh, sorry, it wet your...
Wet diaper.
Sorry, baby, it's a wet butt.
Kind of in a way, with the hair, it reminds me of my own daughter, so it's... curly
you do
hair.
Have really curly hair, so that doesn't make sense.
I swear to God, I didn't intentionally find a photorealistic silicone baby that resembled your daughter. I didn't do that on purpose. I'm really sorry.
In my chair? Oh, I've got a pair of underwear.
Want to talk about this? I don't even know if that footage exists. Exist anywhere.
Wait, I have a question. Where did that come from?
Oh, so this is potentially from a Safety Third extra where we, me and Kevin, Backyard Scientist, tried to recreate torture devices that we saw at Ripley's Believe It or Not. And so his torture device was a new invention that was...
Underwear without an elastic band?
No, even better than that. It was a super wedgie machine. And so what you're looking at is the elastic waistband from Bullets underwear that Kevin's machine straight up ripped off of his body. This is the elastic waistband from Code Bullets underwear that was ripped off his body by a wedgie machine that Kevin built.
Is there blood on it?
No, all the blood stayed on the bottom part.
How did that not rip him in half?
I will say that it was whatever this brand is, Bonds. It was the absolute best ad.
Best pair of weak underwear.
Well,
if my underwear can't rip me in half by being pulled up by that.
I don't know if the video is if the footage is ever going to turn to an extra or like if it'll be available to the patrons.
Has
that
been
whatever.
Edited yet? I get to finally see a video that I wasn't involved with.
So what happened was this supported Code Bullet's weight entirely. So at one point, he's hanging from a tree, and this elastic waistband has come off his underwear and is like around his armpits.
So was the machine in the tree, or was like a pulley in the tree?
I mean,
was the machine just a bunch of weights on a pulley?
He tried to make it. Kevin tried to make it really fancy, but it did end up just sort of being a pulley with a log on the other end.
Yeah, that somehow makes me want to watch it more.
Well, because he designed and welded together this ratcheting spring loaded.
I'm sorry, when did you guys have time to do this?
I mean, it took maybe 2 hours.
He had
some metal, and you know how Kevin he didn't plan it. He just kind of did. He made a ratcheting mechanism with an angle grinder and just bar stock. So he angle grinded unidirectional teeth into this thing by hand. It didn't really work though, so it ended up just kind of being a pulley, but it looked really cool. And then it ripped this off of Code Bullet's underwear. We told him that we would buy him new underwear, but then I don't think we ever actually did, and now we have this and we're thinking maybe we give this away to someone.
Does this sound good to you? Leave a comment down below. And we can sell that.
I also want to the trip that we did to Florida, we met up with Code Bullet. His identity is still secret, but his real name is Evan, but we started calling him Cody B because it sounds like his channel, and he adopted it to the extent where, at Creator Clash, people actually thought his name was Cody, and I think he's just going with it. So that might actually just be his new, nickname, is Cody B. It's like what Nigel did with Niall Red, but on purpose.
Cody B.
Horrible. I think it's cool, but the problem
is... It's like Cardi B.
No, Cody B, because it's Code Bullet, Cody B. But it's
me, Cardi B.
Like Kevin. Kevin basically just... And Reggie.
Yeah.
Reggie just straight
They ran
up,
with it.
It's just his name now.
It's too late.
But just always remember that his real name was Evan, but now he's going by Cody B. Because we renamed him.
Do you have any nicknames?
Hans.
Hans.
Hans? What's Hans the story behind that? I've got some nicknames.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. An American family was drunk and wasn't really... And that was 13 years ago when I did an internship here in the U.S. I was invited, I think, at Memorial Day. And
yeah.
Wait, did you just say 30 years ago?
13 years
13.
Ago.
Oh,
13.
I was like...
I'm not that old. I'm not that old.
Are you 50 years old?
No.
Have you ever told anybody how old you are? They wouldn't even believe you if you said it.
Yeah, I'm 35.
You look good.
I genuinely would have guessed you were younger. Like, if you would have told me, like 20... If you would have told me 25, I would have believed it. I'd be like...
Well, the thing is, I'm 35. I look like 25, and sometimes I just feel like being 50.
Yeah, yeah.
Mentally and physically.
How old do you think I am?
Well, I know that I think you're 34, 33-ish.
You look really good for 50.
No.
I'm 50. 32?
Do you not even fucking remember how old you are? I am 33, but that my birthday is in December, so you haven't had that birthday.
I think
yet.
I'm 31.
Wait. I'll Google it. No, it's wrong, because I've fucking done this before. Will's giving me shit for this. If you look up his birthday, it's wrong in Google.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
The day's not right.
So I wished him happy birthday on the wrong day, and that's how he knows.
What was it? No. I want to go low and say 31. Oh,
there's
thank God.
No way. So wait, he's gonna turn 32 in the summer, and I'm gonna be 33, and then I'm gonna turn 34 in December. That doesn't make any fucking sense. God damn it! No, I believe you. I just hate it.
Well, you know, it's just what it's like being over here young like me. Sucks to be old, doesn't it?
You know what though? I think I've been told that I'm aging well, so I think I'm okay. I can.
I think they just said you're aging.
Wow, you really are aging.
You know, every time I watch videos of us from like years ago, I'm like, oh, we used to be so young and healthy. What happened? And it's like, yeah, it's like 2 years ago. Holy shit.
And now you're starting to like grow gray hair. And
you don't even like, where's
I have
gray?
My first gray hairs.
Where?
There.
Oh, sure. Okay.
Yeah.
Says the. But you're,
he's
it,
like.
It sounds like you're pretending to fit in. I was like, oh no, yeah, I totally. It's here, you know. Yeah, I totally have.
Want to see my gray?
I've had gray hair since I was like a little kid. I've always had like a couple, some salt in this
pepper.
Yeah, you
kinda see.
Yeah, there's a couple, but the thing
it stands out more when your hair is that dark.
It doesn't concern me because I remember being in like fucking grade school and having like a couple gray hairs.
You get pretty numb to it when kids are making fun of you for that long. So when did you... Okay, so you're 35. When did you start making videos?
I think at like 29 or something like that.
That's... I don't want to say that's late, but like relatively, I think, to the rest of us, that to me is like, you went to school, figured your shit out, got a job, and then got sick of the job after like
Well, to be honest, I since I'm still working in my normal job like 2 days a week.
How do you do that?
Yeah, I don't know how I really do that, but the reason why I'm still doing it is because I still enjoy it.
Okay, that makes
sense. That's a problem. And I kind of stay sane having a job and working with like people. If I'm just working on by myself, I'm getting crazy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So wait, hold on. So you started 6 years ago-ish?
Yeah.
2017?
2017, yeah.
Why is it that... Everyone, I feel like all the YouTubers who build stuff, it was like kind of like the same cohort.
2016, 2017. Yeah. Because there was like Colin Furze has been around for a long time.
Yeah. He's OG.
But his like videos are kind of like, there's not a whole lot of people that have like replicated that. Then there was Simone.
But that was like 2016.
That was like 2016. Yeah. But she was kind of like I'm thinking in my head, like there's a couple of people, but she's like one of the main ones. That kind of was where my stuff stemmed from. Huh. There were a few other people because it was like, you know, applied science was like Ben Krasnow was like does very sciencey stuff. And I was like, oh, I should, you know, make sciencey stuff because like I started a blog so that I could like document projects so I could get a job. And there was a couple other people doing stuff. And I was like, I should sort of do stuff like that. And then there's like Peter.
Right.
And you.
Yeah.
And
James the Hacksmith.
James.
That was around them too.
Kevin is pretty OG.
Yeah. I feel like he was a little bit before that group, wasn't it?
I think Nigel too was so kind of around
why,
that time.
Why did you start in 2017?
What happened in 2017?
Yeah. I'm going to say that he saw the same comet fly overhead that all of us saw at the same time.
Yeah, something like that. I don't know. I bought like a proper camera in 2016 and at some point I just thought, yeah, just give it a try.
You didn't, there's gotta be another reason.
Actually.
Like, you must have watched YouTube, right?
Yeah. Well, this is one of the reasons why I did it in the first place because, I don't know, I've been watching YouTube like forever.
Uh-huh.
I learned, I think my oldest video on like my private channel, they are now almost like 15 years old.
That you made?
Oh, okay. So,
well, those were like silly videos and stuff
just
like
me,
that.
Me running around half naked, covered in slime. What did you watch though?
I think I checked a while ago.
Yeah.
I checked a while ago, and I think I really started watching YouTube with RC content. So Peter Stipel and
Flight Test.
EV channel, EV blog.
Okay. Oh, yeah.
Great Scott.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
So I think that was at the time when I started getting into electronics and stuff like that, which then also led to me like trying, I don't know, building my own machines.
Yeah.
And starting YouTube. And
because you did mechanical engineering.
I did mechanical engineering.
All the electrical stuff is just sort of self taught.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Or watching
completely
videos.
Completely self taught. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Does anyone actually do electrical engineering? I feel like it's all microprocessors and digital stuff. And maybe some transistors, but even then it's like PWM.
I feel like it started off like you could do more electrical engineering. Styropyro, I think, still does that.
Yeah, that's the high voltage you have to be doing.
Yeah, because Styropyro, he has to kind of build his own power supplies a lot of the time. And his
You'll
own
kill your
like,
microprocessor.
Yeah. So I think... Like, I remember seeing a video from him pretty recently, like this year, I think, or last year, where he put together his own, I think, like, flyback circuit, you know, like a 525, just like ramming something into a coil or whatever. And just me being like, holy shit, that's impressive. Like,
I just went on eBay and bought one. I'm like, yeah. I don't.
Well, because he had to power some, I think it was like a big laser diode in some way that was not doable off the shelf.
Yeah.
So he ended up having to do it on his own. And I think that's probably the last time I remember like, you know, the seeing someone draw out a circuit diagram in a video. I think that's probably the last time. But that was still pretty recent.
Yeah. Not a whole lot.
I think the last time I tried it was making like a taser Nerf dart. And I didn't have to. I wanted to just do it for fun because I hadn't ever made like a high voltage DC to DC thing. And so that charged the capacitor. I had a diagram in the video. It was on a whiteboard. I had an oscilloscope. I think that was the last time I ever did that.
I have this idea I'm trying to do right now. I can't. It's like just a thing I do for fun because nobody wants to watch this. Mm-hmm. I have this old VHS camera, the one we used in the raccoon video.
Yeah.
And the way I'm powering it now is I've just cut a barrel plug and connect it to a lipo. It takes like, it's like nickel metal hydride or something.
Yeah.
And so it goes from like 10 to 14 volts or something. So you just get a 11 volt lipo in there. Mm-hmm. It's happy with it. But it doesn't like read it out, and lipos are a pain in the ass. I was like, oh, I could take my Canon batteries for my camera and stick them on there. But then you have to boost it up.
Mm-hmm.
So I like was going to have a boost converter. But then the problem is, you know, then this is where you start getting like the engineering brainworms. Like, what if the boost converter was remapped so that the battery voltage was being boosted up and variable so that the camera would recognize when the Canon battery was low. And so then to do that, you have to have an analog circuit that like takes the gain, it like adjusts the gain of the boost converter so that you can go from like 8 to 6 volts, and then it maps it up to like 14 to 10. And so that would be like a little bit of an analog circuit. So it's like I was going to use like a MOSFET, and then I never did it because it looked hard, and I kind of gave up. I had other more important things to do.
I just saw a bug. I don't know if it was a cockroach or an earwig, but it crawled into the latch hole in the door frame. I've been waiting for it to come out so I could show Stefan.
Oh, I see it. But it's an earwig.
Is it?
Do you want to grab it? Yeah.
Yeah. Here, why don't you grab it? So, Stefan, do you have earwigs in Germany?
Yeah, I do, and actually...
I didn't even mean that one. I meant the other one. Did you see another bug in a different place? All right, Will's just gonna find an earwig from outside.
Yeah, we even have houses for our earwigs in the garden because they're eating all of our lice.
Oh, okay. So you like actively?
Maybe we actively try to get them close to our house.
Huh.
I don't want to have them inside, but
well, we're gonna bring this one inside, I guess, and then you can tell us if it's different from the German ones.
Yeah,
or if it's somehow more. Efficient and smaller.
Will you put it in
all right
ear?
So yeah, why don't you tell us, is this anything like the German ones that you have, or is this different? Fuck, I hate that. Jesus. It's really going up your arm there.
They are bigger. They are
These
bigger.
Ones are bigger? If you grab it by its butt, it can't really do anything.
Yeah, but does its butt even... It can't really even bite that hard with its
doesn't.
Butt.
No, it doesn't hurt.
Try to
if you
bite?
Grab it by its torso, it'll like... It'll start like flexing around to try to grab you.
God, it just... It's like a devil bug.
Yeah, it's... Half its body is literally
Well, they
pincers.
Don't sting. So
they're very intimidating.
Now, next up, what do they taste like? Alan.
No, nuh-uh.
Hey, where's the Corona, the Topo Chico bottle?
If it was fried, oh, you'd...
Pass me the Topo Chico.
Do not lose that thing.
Okay.
So,
I'm just going to be able to crawl out.
It's really sticking to the glass there surprisingly well. I think the Topo Chico has some kind of film on the inside that it's sticking to.
What do I do? Do I go outside and check it out? It can definitely get out of this bottle. I'll be right back.
You can just plug it.
So, leave us a comment below if you
have nasty bugs at home.
If you have nasty bugs at home. And if you want us to rate them, then you can join the Safety Third Patreon.
Discord bug
Discord.
Server.
Yeah, and then you can send us pictures of your nasty bugs. And we'll rate them
you
in
know
an
people
extra.
Got some nasty, nasty bugs. So, like, we're going to see some horrible things if you actually send us that.
Well, I think the key is, like, it has to be a picture that they take and not one they find on the internet. So I was like, I think we can rate your nasty bugs, but you have to take a picture of a bug. We're going to do a reverse image search, and we find that picture anywhere else, then you're canceled.
Yeah, we're going to delete your profile and not take your money.
Is this like the end credits thing where if we make it up, we have to do it? Because I really like the nasty bugs picture rating thing.
I sort of
just
say things. Yeah, I mean, what's the worst? We don't follow through with half the stuff we say, so we might as well make promises.
That's true. Okay, yeah.
We should talk about, you're coming to Open Sauce.
Oh, yeah, Open Sauce!
Actually, you had some interesting feedback. I asked Stefan, I said, so what do you think that this event is? And what did you were at Rep Rap this past weekend, and what did they? What you asked a couple people?
Yeah. So the thing is, I think I understand now what open source is. But
you've seen like a day of the kind of behind the scenes.
Yeah, I saw a day of behind the scenes. So the thing is, I was at Rocky Mountain Rep Rap Festival last weekend, and talked to a bunch of guys there. And even though many or most of them were also like in the maker scene, half of them didn't even know that open source existed in the first place.
Hmm. That's fine.
And the other ones did not really know what they can expect there.
That's not fine.
And this is the thing. So it wasn't really clear if it's just going to be like a VidCon where you can smell Mark Rober.
Right.
That's been the main pitch so far, yeah.
Yeah.
It's the only thing of value.
Yeah, and I think this is one of the I don't know, confusing things that it isn't really that clear that if anyone has a really cool and interesting project, they can show it off there. And if you don't have a cool project, you can come to the event and take a look at them. Just like a maker fair.
This is the honest feedback that we need in our lives. So, okay. Yeah, I think that what I've learned is that we're very bad at is it communicating or promoting things?
Ooh.
I think for me it's like it's hard to describe. It's like I have an idea in my head of what it is.
Uh-huh.
But like how do you like tell people? Like imagine trying to describe somebody like a steak dinner. You know? Mm-hmm. It's like you're going to have this thing. It's kind of, it's brown. It came from a cow.
Oh, you mean like as if they were an alien.
Yeah, exactly. Describe to an alien a steak dinner. I feel like a little bit right now, it's like, how do you, until people have seen it, how do you like describe it and also make it sound enticing?
I mean, God, if you have to start from zero, I don't even know. You have to kind of describe the building and the kind of why you're even in there and the concept of money and,
yeah. And what people are.
Yeah, I know. I mean, if this is an alien, I think there's a lot of ground to cover.
So
forget open sauce. If you're trying to explain that to an alien, what would you even... Okay,
I would say E.T. Go Home.
Well, all right. So about 2 million years ago, there were a bunch of monkeys, and
they had a typewriter.
They had a typewriter.
And slowly over the course of 2 million years,
they were able to invent Tesla coils that were big and loud.
Shakespeare.
And also other inventions that are wacky. And now all the monkeys can come to OpenSauce to look at these inventions.
This is the problem. We do this
and
every time.
It's community, because the other monkeys there won't make fun of you because you're weird and you like are we allowed to say the exhibits yet or no?
Yeah, I think we can say. I think.
I mean, speaking of typewriters, there's a typewriter there that'll print a picture of you in ASCII. Takes a picture and then the typewriter types it out physically. That's pretty awesome.
If I had to come up with a way to describe it in like. As minimal as possible. I think you said something earlier that I liked. I wrote it down. It's burned out. This sounds so lame.
I see gathering of like-minded people.
It's a gathering of like-minded people.
It's a Magic the Gathering of like-minded planeswalkers.
Oh my god, I hate this.
So,
Stefan's gonna fix it. He's gonna fix it for us.
Okay. It's a bit different, but the reason why I always enjoy going to these rep festivals, and I think why also others really enjoy going there and don't feel some, I don't know, many makers and I don't know, nerdy people do have a bit of social anxiety, are weird and stuff like that.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
I have so many girlfriends.
Yeah, me too. It's the same ones as Alan.
But if you're at the event, everyone's weird, and that's good. So you don't feel weird anymore.
Maybe like I can describe it as like when I was a kid in, I would say middle school, high school, right? So it's like middle school me. I don't know why, but I liked Legos. I liked building stuff, and I didn't really have any resources. Like woodshop was one of my favorite classes. Probably one of the best classes I ever took in my entire life. I think I took like 2 semesters, and I was like the TA of it. I think I was in woodshop for like half my time in middle school.
Oh, that's awesome.
And there's very few people that are into that stuff, and even fewer people who are into the idea of like, oh, I'm gonna make an electric motor spin. And like for me, when I was in, I think seventh grade, I built this little, my science fair experiment for the year for the science fair was a little like A-frame popsicle stick thing with a motor glued to it, and it connected AA batteries up to it. And my experiment was which type of batteries last the longest. And like me connecting batteries to a motor that had a little propeller on it was like, I am God.
Yeah.
And nobody, not a single other kid in my school was doing anything like that, no matter how shitty putting a little motor on a popsicle stick building was. And then high school, it was the same thing. It's like, I'm just like this kid, and I have no idea why I like to try to put things together. It's genetic, because I don't know, my mom's side of the family is engineers, my dad's side of the family is alcoholics, so it's like, you put that together, what do you get?
YouTube.
A YouTuber. And I just like to try to make things. And I would like watch videos like Kip K and other.
Did you have FIRST Robotics at all?
No, we didn't have shit, dude.
My high school didn't have that.
Dude, not a single teacher had any idea what I was doing. And so there was this project. I saw it resurface a while ago. Did you ever see that Wii controller project where it was taking a Wii, connecting it to your computer via Bluetooth, and then it had firmware, it had like a driver that was then like had a couple of cool software demonstrations of like using a IR pen, an IR LED.
Oh, to make like a smart
to make like the cursor
remover,
smart whiteboard, or like it was a like fake depth. What do you call that? Where you're like, you move around and you have the markers on your head, the IR light.
Oh, so it can change like the perspective.
The parallax. So you're looking at this, you're looking at a monitor. It's a trick that's used on like theme park rides. And when you move your head, it's changing the field of view, or not, it's changing the perspective of the camera in the engine. And so it looks like you're looking into like a portal, like you're looking through a window. Kind
of. Right.
And that was using the Wii controllers and just IR LEDs. And so like, I like, you know, took our Wii, I took one of the controllers, I did this whole thing on the computer. I took a Sharpie or a highlighter and I like gutted it and put a little LED in the end and batteries and button on it so you could press it. And I did this whole thing. It's like, nobody has any idea what I'm doing. I have no idea what I'm doing. I just like to make stuff. And there's no other kid, there's no teacher, there's no faculty, there's no club or anything that I can go and like hang out and like talk with people about this stuff. Like actually, really sad
Yeah.
Looking at it now and like all the stuff kids have now, they shouldn't have any of that. I didn't have it. They shouldn't have it either.
And then, but then 15 years later, now yeah. you're just literally throwing like that event.
Yeah, exactly. I'm taking the one of the absolute worst financial decisions.
People will buy tickets. Won't you? Yeah. Won't you guys? You'll buy tickets, right?
I don't know how to describe it other than it's everything that like 15-year-old to 18-year-old William always wanted and didn't have was just a community of people who wanted to make stuff and share it, and show it off.
Yeah.
If that sounds, it's not even things at that point. It's just an idea of other people who like making crap.
That's a solid pitch. It's a pretty good...
My sob story of how...
Yeah.
And that's also pitching the part, I think, that hasn't like been... I don't know, promoted that much before.
Yeah.
Or, I don't know, I think has been like here. The
always gotta bring it back.
Down. Yeah, the thing that makes like this gathering even cooler.
I wasn't completely on board with that, but now that you've said it, I feel a little kind of like I should be on board.
The bad
with that.
Taste in my mouth is becoming slightly better.
So the orgy. Yeah.
Orgy.
I'm sorry. Keep going.
Now you guys have to buy that URL before someone else does. Ian, why'd you slump over just now? I think that's an awesome URL to own.
bleep the URL does out.
Exist?
We can't afford any more URLs.
There's no way that is already a thing. He's looking it up. I can see it on the laptop.
I derailed that. What were you saying? I shouldn't have done that.
Just $9 for a year.
A year.
Yeah. No, the cool thing is you have this gathering.
$3.48. It's available. Wow. Well, you better buy it before this publishes.
No, they don't even know what it is because it got bleeped.
Someone's going to buy it.
And his mouth was blurred too, so he can't even lip read.
Someone's going to go buy every permutation they can and it's still going to be wrong. They're not going to get it. Sorry, Stefan, what were you saying?
Will not only be like the gathering of these like-minded people doing...
Mentally ill people.
Yeah.
Mentally. Well, in a good way.
In the best way possible.
In a good way. That there's also going to be like talks and panels of creators. I think that's just the sauce on top.
Yeah, I'm trying to think of like when I know that people like panels a lot. Like I've never been to a lot of conventions and whatnot, but I do think like I've watched a lot of them on YouTube and it's fun to just be able to like interact with people that you've consumed their content in a way that's like different from the content itself.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, you know, it's like being able to ask about how much WAM you need for your server.
I've always been a big fan of like going to like Comic-Con or like WonderCon. A couple times. I mean, obviously, once the pandemic was a thing, like I stopped doing that, and I haven't really tried to go back because usually I would just try and like get on a panel, and then you get free admission.
Mm-hmm. Freeloader.
Well, because otherwise, it can be really hard to get tickets for the San Diego Comic-Con. But it's like you get to see people that you're a fan of, and it's not just like they're on stage, but they're like interacting, you know, with each other and with the audience, and it's just something where it's like you get to see like the real, because it's like, you know, everyone polishes their video to some extent, right? You're always in control of like what exactly is in your videos, but it's like, have you ever seen Mark Rober just talk? I bet nobody's seen that.
I have.
But if he does a panel at Open Source,
I would pay to make him stop talking.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's like anything could happen. But it's like, because it's not just him, because it's like his name comes up a lot, but it's like over 70 freaking people from YouTube. Like, these people have never been in one place together before.
I'm just trying, like, my whole goal, this is very selfish, was to recreate showing up to VidCon for the first time. Uh-huh. But, like, the magic of walking into a room and seeing Vsauce Michael.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just like, I'm seeing this man. And I'm like, oh my God, this is a real human being. Like, the instant I saw Vsauce Michael, I felt like, I'm like, I do not belong in this room. And I think that it was such a cool experience to be mm-hmm. able to hang out with, like, in this, like, kind of YouTube summer camp fashion. That's like, I selfishly am trying to recreate that for me, to just be in the same area as essentially everyone who's making science and engineering videos mm-hmm. on YouTube. And just like, do, you know, the stuff that you would never film and post to the internet. Just, you know, doing dumb things, committing crimes.
Committing crimes.
We do that.
That's
we do
a
that
guarantee
way
now.
More often than we should. Actually, I think we've got some crimes here today we're going to go over in a bit. Not a joke.
I think that the, like, you know, the only time that I have ever, like, felt, because it's like you meet people that make YouTube videos, and, like, a lot of times they're, like, I don't know, famous or whatever, they're big, and you, like, you've seen their stuff, you respect them, you're like, oh, it's cool. One person exactly where, like, I met them and I just, my body freaked out, right? That was just Colin Furze, because
when you say your body freaked out,
well,
because
I just I shat my pants.
I cum my pants.
Well, so I mean the first thing I said, because I just it just
oh,
nothing
no.
it's just everything stopped working.
Nothing good comes after.
Well, I said, Colin, like, you're the one who, like, started all of this. Like, why, we all have channels because you're like our daddy. That's what I said.
Daddy long legs.
Daddy Colin Furze. And he ran with it. He was like, oh, I like hearing that. Let's take a picture.
Oh, my boy.
Oh, mate, let's take a picture. I can't do
he's
that.
He's like pressing the panic button.
But so then
he
posted a picture of me and him on Instagram, and he literally said, like, oh, this is Alan Pan. He says that I'm like his daddy. So he just
well, I mean, you're like my daddy, but you could be my daddy.
But it's like, I think for something like this, I have a guess. There's two people I think that might happen again to me, which is kind of scary to think about. I think it's Electro Boom and Code Miko. I think if I see them in person, which I guess, like, you know, I will, but that freaks me out a little bit, seeing those two for whatever reason, I think.
Have you seen the whole roster?
No.
Is there?
Okay. You've seen the Discord server. So,
yeah.
Who do you want to meet at Open Sauce? There's a good chance that whatever you say, yeah, they're going to be there.
It's really hard.
None of us. Nobody doesn't.
No, nobody.
Well, Emily the Engineer?
For example, yeah.
Reprints the Iron Man suit?
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
There's any other 3D printer people?
There's 3D printing nerd.
There's
3D printing nerd, Joel?
Yeah, I've seen him this weekend.
Oh, get out of here.
Who is there? There's, you can't come with one person who you're,
no,
like, most excited.
So,
who are you least excited to see?
You guys.
Who are you going to avoid the entire time out of all 70?
I think we're working our way pretty high up that list right now.
No, I'm, for example, really excited to see, like, Joe Bernard.
Okay.
Is he going? Rocket
is
guy?
He
going? Is the Rocket Man coming? Can,
yeah.
Yeah? Wow.
Okay, yeah. He hasn't, he hasn't filled the form out yet, but as of now, yeah.
Because I
we'll
really like his, like, engineering and just rocketry videos. Some of the things that he does is something I would like to do, but it's just not possible where I live. And
yeah. Actually, California is a great place to do this. There's a lot of rocketry here because you go a little bit away from the flammable stuff, and there's massive, massive open areas for basically blowing things up.
So, yeah, I think this is kind of a similar thing that you just said when you were first at VidCon. I'm kind of still at the point where I think, why am I even here? How do I fit in here?
You know, you're in a dumpster right now, right?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
I think
how did I get in a dumpster with you guys?
I think we really ran with that feeling and just embraced it. Our set is literally trash.
Yeah, I don't think people really truly understand that this is actual garbage with actual bugs running in and out of it.
It's a taxidermied squirrel on top of the sign that you can't see right now because the camera's too
we
low.
Have a photorealistic silicone baby that has a wet nappy soaked through. Because we sprayed it down with a hose earlier for a bit.
Why didn't you change its diapers?
It's permanently attached to it.
Yeah, okay. You want the real, like the 100 honesty? That is an anatomically correct silicone baby. I don't want to take the nappies off. I don't know.
Feels like a crime.
Feels like whatever the same thing that happens if you open like King Tut's tomb is going to happen if you take off that baby's nappies.
I think I figured out why Barbie doesn't put genitalia on their dolls.
It's just...
they don't want somebody to think that someone made a decision.
Somebody had to sculpt this baby, and I just want to leave the nappies on. They're wet, but they're going to dry out, and I'm so sorry that it looks like your daughter. So Stefan. Yeah, BPS Space, pretty cool. Makes the rockets.
I think I am, if I had to pick one person, you know, the person I thought was least likely to come, it was the same person that we said last time, is Technology Connections.
Oh, he's coming?
He's coming.
Ooh, that's going to be cool. Going to be cool.
I there's some people that I just get a vibe kind of like just do their thing and don't want to get super involved with things. Mm-hmm. And I just, you know, whatever, screw it. I got into the point in my life where I just asked people like, hey, do you want to come to this thing? And he said yes. And I was like,
that's really cool.
Cody's coming too.
Oh, Cody's lab, not Cody B. Cody's
not
lab.
Cody B. Cody B will be there.
Cody B. The two Codys will be there. I guarantee you.
I only met Cody once at VidCon for like 60 seconds at the most. We were like, I was running. We were doing a panel, and I was just like, God. Cody's lab, and then I'm like, I gotta go. And so I think that I really haven't had any like opportunity to meet Cody at all or hang out with him, and that's probably something over the years that we've gotten the most requests of, like, do a video with Cody, or, you know, have Cody on the podcast and whatnot.
Are we gonna do podcasts at OpenSauce? That's fucking crazy.
On the main stage.
Oh really? We're gonna do main stage podcasts at OpenSauce? Okay.
You know, if we
right now it's the only thing on the schedule.
Are we filming it or just doing it?
Filming.
Oh, we're filming it too. Okay.
You realize
shit.
There's an opportunity here to film one episode with each of the 70 creators and be set for like 2 years. And it would only take 70 hours.
And we'd only be talking about the same things over and over again for 2 years straight. Could you imagine? Like, what did you think about the giant musical Tesla coil? And it's like, 2 years. Everyone's literally already died.
Yeah, but like it would be done. You wouldn't have to worry about it ever again.
Worry about anything.
Or I guess you do one episode, but with all 70 people that are gonna be there. How many mics do we have? Can we give a mic to 70 people?
12.
Okay, well, if everybody shares, if it's six people to a mic, I guess that works.
I think we could, that's not unreasonable. The world's biggest podcast.
Everyone would get to speak for about a minute.
Imagine everyone goes for 1 minute and your podcast is done in a minute and you just have to sit there for the other minute. 59 minutes. So... okay, I guess I want to go over the box of stuff you've got. So I think that if you want to come to OpenSauce, if you want to exhibit OpenSauce, go to the website. If you've got something cool you built in your garage, your room, your shitty workshop, that's where I used to build stuff in my room, submit an application. We're just looking for cool things. If you've built something really big, that's
super epic. Still need a giant Among Us inflatable, right?
Yeah, there was one app. I don't know which person submitted it, but they said they were going to fill it full of a gas. And so we that one just sort of,
rejected.
The terminology just worried me because I don't feel like somebody who would actually know how to do this would describe what they're going to put in as a gas unless they were actually thinking about putting a gas in there. First of all, what is a
hydrogen?
Gas?
Hydrogen.
Oh, I was thinking hydrogen and oxygen.
In a 2-to-1 ratio, just so it really inflates.
That's just a game theory.
Did you also say that they're going to get free admission?
Oh yeah, if you're exhibiting, you get free admission for you and whoever you need to run your booth within reason. You're gonna, if it's if it's more than a handful, you're gonna have to explain to us why you need more. But you do get free admission, and you get to show your stuff off to a bunch of people who are interested in the same thing, and a bunch of YouTubers. So Friday,
I
mean,
yeah,
night.
It's a very good.
I think this is one of the most interesting things about it.
You get to show your things to other YouTubers.
I mean, I think this is one of the like easiest and cheapest ways to get actually
like a zoo, like a YouTuber zoo.
I mean, if their application is approved, it essentially means that we thought it was a cool idea. And so that means that we're probably going to be around to look at it.
We've literally spent, I think I spent like 4 or 5 hours going through the applications, just kind of preliminarily looking at them, trying to understand what it was. And then we spent 3 hours the other day, and then we spent another hour today. You got to see some of them. I think that it was interesting watching you go through it, because I think I got to realize a lot of what we're doing a bad job communicating.
It was interesting to see what you guys found interesting and what not.
Really? But what did you... What was the one you found? You found something interesting that I was surprised by too. What was it? Do you remember what it was, Ian?
I can't remember anymore.
I'm really excited for the one guy who said he'd bring a Super Smash Brothers table. Yeah. just a table with a CRT and Super Smash Brothers. I was like, accepted. I voted for that to get in.
Have we talked to those people yet? Or we're working on it? Yeah, so Super Smash Bros, the guy who wanted to bring a GameCube, you've been approved.
Yeah.
A lot of people have been approved, but I want you to know that you've been approved and you're going to get an email.
Also,
soon.
Know that because that one was approved, don't try to apply with bringing in another console, another game. We already have some. We're not going to accept more than that.
Watch, it'd be the most popular booth, and we're going to say, shit, we should have brought in like 10 more. You know it. There's going to be a crowd of people playing Smash.
I am going to go to that,
I'm gonna
that
play
exhibit.
Smash.
Yeah.
Daddy Longleg's going to smash.
Actually, how incredible would it be if like if we could get like 4 YouTubers to sit down and all play Smash Brothers, like 4 maker YouTubers?
Yeah, I think that'd be fun.
That would be cool, especially if it was Melee, dude. I'd go Captain
Falcon. Michael's really good.
Michael Reeves
is really.
At which one though?
Switch.
Okay.
I maybe
Ultimate. Oh, that's pretty good.
No. I'm mediocre.
I'm. The problem is the range is so wide. I would not consider myself good, but I think usually that's enough at like a casual party to do pretty well.
Mm-hmm.
But not like
when everyone else has been drinking.
Yeah, not if there's anyone there that like pretty much knows what they're doing, then I can't really do a lot.
How do you smash?
Really
good or
bad?
Because
I was usually drunk when we did that.
Okay.
I'm a Mario Kart guy.
Okay, you drive better drunk than you smash drunk.
Yeah.
I just came up with that one on the spot. You want to show us what's in your crime box?
Oh yeah. What is this? You were trying to show us earlier, and then we told you not to, so we can do it on the podcast.
I basically know what it is already because you told me what it was, and I immediately knew what it was. So do a slow reveal.
Yeah, okay. I have no idea what this is.
What is illegal about it? Is it like actually illegal, or is it kind of like oblivious?
I think it's actually illegal,
but
it's an amazing thing that somebody just dropped that off at the door right here today.
Wait, so someone, was it a crime to leave it, or the thing itself is a crime? Like it's a pipe bomb or something. Are pipe bombs illegal?
Or actually
in the U.S.? I don't think so, you guys.
I don't know. It's actually, I feel like there might be some kind of weird rules where it's like it's the possession of the pipe bomb that's illegal, but not the pipe bomb itself.
I feel like it might be a destructive device. Like the kind of catch-all.
Possession of a destructive
device. Right, without the
what
license.
What if you make it with the intent of releasing it into the wild? Anyways, that's just a thought. Okay.
Okay, it was not really amazing bomb. To see that just some random person somehow dropped off some illegal...
Right,
German
wait,
candy here at the door.
Illegal German candy?
Yeah, yeah. Open your... Right.
Yeah, my eyes are closed.
What? It says it's a Kinder Überraschung. Überraschung.
Yeah, I actually am so excited right now. This is a real Kinder egg.
What do you mean by real?
Kinder surprise.
You know what this is, right?
No.
They used to have these here, but they're illegal now.
Why?
These are illegal in America because they are meant for kids and they have small parts. It's got a toy. So it's chocolate on the outside and a capsule on the inside.
And so they can't do this in the U.S.?
No. So you can't. So the ones in the U.S. are like, they're not the same. It's not the same. They're like, we should get one. They're like a little, they're like a plastic shell. And on the inside is like some kind of like chocolate, scoopable chocolate. One half of the egg is candy and the other half of the shell is a toy. Yeah. And so surrounding the toy with chocolate is the problem.
Surrounding any, I think I read it up a couple of days ago, surrounding every something that has a non-nutritional value.
And that's illegal.
Is illegal.
Really, this is great. This is probably one of the best things you could have
So, but this is, okay, so I think for food things, mostly Europe seems to have it, right?
Good
but
thing we're in the dumpster.
This one is wrong. The fact that the small toy in the chocolate egg really seems like a bad idea.
A governmental overreach. Okay, so it's like two pieces of egg that have been kind of or pieces of chocolate shaped as eggs that have been welded together, so you kind of can like separate them pretty easily. It looks like a coconut almost, like the inside's got white chocolate, outside's regular chocolate.
Wait, I'm gonna take a picture of this.
That's good.
Mm. I'm so happy that some random person just dropped that off today at the door.
Mm-hmm. Okay, wait, hold on. Also, someone... You don't know who left these for you?
I don't know who left that for me.
Why are we eating these right now?
Because we have to.
Because they're worth it. It's worth the risk.
Because we have to destroy them, because otherwise it would be a risk for any of the children. Just look at your baby back there.
Yeah.
Police are very trigger happy here. We have to get rid of the crime, the evidence. We have to do the crime. I don't really know. Okay. So the little plastic container, you like squeeze it. It pops open, and on the inside are a bunch of little pieces for a toy.
Okay, but there is a plastic piece. So, like, if I put this whole thing in my mouth, I'm not going to choke to death.
No. I meant yes. How many little kids? Holy shit. How many little kids? Oh, God. How many little kids can fit something that? You know what? I don't want to. Nope, not.
I tried really hard to choke on that just now. And I kind of naturally spit it out.
Okay, I'm putting my dinosaur together. Oh, it looks like it's like head bobbles or something.
So the cool thing for us being small was that, and this was actually the slogan of, I don't know if it's even, if it's still the case, every seventh egg had a hand-painted, like, figurine.
Hentai anime girl.
Hentai figurine in it. Wow. And we were collecting that when we were small. Did you?
No, you didn't.
You're like, I got a little dinosaur.
Yeah.
What does it look like? What is the hand-painted figurine? God, yours is covered
in
smegma.
Oh, I got a car!
Yeah.
Oh, I spit all over the microphone when I said that.
It's okay. That's what Patreon's for.
Oh!
It's already crashed. Okay,
These little pieces are nice and mouth-sized.
I think that's, like... Well, the toy itself isn't the problem. It's the fact that the toy is in the chocolate, I think, that they get mad.
So, there are... Yes. I think there have been like over 10 cases in Europe where children have died from like eating
the
these
toy.
Things
but
and
the,
suffocating.
But it's not the whole candy. It's the toy in the candy.
It is the toy that's in the candy.
So the fact that the toy is in the candy has nothing to do with why they're choking on it.
Yeah, no.
So it's just the toy is too small for those kids.
Maybe, yeah.
Do you know there's like... hundreds of cases every day of people getting ripped in half by cars.
Or getting shot.
But cars make the economy a lot of money, so they let them do it.
Yeah.
Hey, where's the instructions
for this? I actually need the instructions for this one. It's quite complicated.
Oh, it's got like a little plastic piece that you put under paper and you shade it with a pencil. And it creates like a little triceratops skeleton drawing.
Yeah, mine even has stickers. I have a spaceship.
Oh, what?
Like it's got a little warning for babies. It's... Is there an English warning?
Mine's some kind of a rubber band powered spring loaded type
of thing. The small parts of the toy can be swallowed or inhaled. Is that like instructions, like things I'm allowed to do with it?
It can be.
What else is in the box? Is there anything else you want to show off?
Ah, yeah. 3D printed chocolate.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So, I Have you guys ever eaten 3D printed chocolate in some fancy restaurant or something like that?
Oh! Hell yeah! That's awesome.
Good thing that the baby isn't here anymore.
I know.
I'm putting it in a cup. Okay. Holder. What's the 3D printed chocolate?
3D printed
is
chocolate.
Is it also an egg?
It's not an egg. So I have been at the Repra Festival last weekend. Mm-hmm. And a Ellie.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Ellie, who runs Coca Press.
Yeah.
She just released a... I think it's not going to be open source, but she just released a really, really nice chocolate 3D printer. And that thing is able to print some really nice stuff. I have a chocolate 3D Banshee.
Whoa. Really?
Yeah.
That's
but
awesome.
But I couldn't bring that. But I got some infill right here. Who wants rectally?
Did you just say rectally?
Give me a rectal linear. Give me a rectal linear. Wow.
Do you want to have some gyroid infill
please.
To eat?
Yes, please.
And I have some triangular infill right
Wait
here.
Wait a second. This looks really... This looks like PLA or something.
This stuff prints so amazing.
That's
the
really
printer
nice.
Of her prints so amazing. And she's just starting to sell it, and she did just an amazing job.
Wait,
with
how
this
does
machine?
How does the does it use chocolate filament? How does it work?
It has it's basically a syringe kind of thing built out of stainless steel that is.
Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah,
is it good
really,
or bad?
Really
it's good. It's like.
Oh, I'm gonna try it.
It's it's weird how like kind of light and crumbly it is.
Yeah.
It's kind of a cool texture experience. Mm.
Dude, this is 100% like molecular gastronomy.
Yeah.
That's really nice.
It's really, really nice. So the chocolate is basically in a stainless steel syringe. It's heated up, and it has to be heated up to like a tenth of a degree precision because like the viscosity of the chocolate changes very, very quickly.
Mm.
And then it's basically just pushed out of the nozzle, and you can basically print with it just like with a regular 3D printer.
That is in a slice and slicer, or
just like Prusa slicer, just a regular
any
slicer.
Any special settings or anything? Is there a profile?
No, I think not really. The only thing that she said is that you gotta do like temperature settings and stuff like that directly at the machine because you need to have like a preheating cycle that the whole syringe, like. Has an even temperature, so it takes like 15-20 minutes until we can to warm up and to get to like a constant temperature. And the models that she was able to print are so amazing.
You know, I was thinking like you could,
and it's just not the printer that she engineered. One of the big things that she did is engineered a chocolate or like a milk chocolate and a dark chocolate to be properly printable. Yeah.
I wonder
that is really good.
If you could like fill it with something, so you could have like the chocolate kind of tendrils of the infill, and then you like fill the entire cavity with like something that wouldn't melt the chocolate, that would then solidify, and have like a weird composite like chocolate dessert.
Yeah, I really want to have one of these machines.
That's cool.
Yeah.
We should. I think she's on the list of people to to try to bring it open.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. I just So many people. Yeah. All right. Well, that's it. If anyone has anything that they would like to exhibit at Open Sauce, anything food related, any big exhibits, anything just weird you built in your garage or workshop that you want to show off, submit it to opensauce.live. We own that domain, so we can say that one.
If they didn't censor it, then you can also send your submissions to the other one that we mentioned because you guys will have to buy it and reroute it to the actual one.
Go check out CNC Kitchen. Look at this episode. We didn't have any flashlight. Where is he, by the way?
I don't know.
Where is Heimlich?
I thought it would be like mounted up by where the squirrel is, but I think
so
it disappeared. It's
Maybe
in the trash piles.
Well, that's sad. Anything you want to promote? I don't know. It's fine. That's kind of how I do. Tom Scott tried to get me to promote something on the Lateral podcast, and I just kept saying turtle. He looked like he wanted to kill me. I was like, what? Turtles are cool.
They're pretty cool. I tried to feed some cat food the other day.
They didn't like it.
Yeah.
Where did you find a turtle?
I was in Texas.
All right, see you guys next time.
Ready for a career in behavioral health? Earn your online degree at Herzing University. Choose from health and human services, psychology, or social work programs. Gain the skills to work, coordinate, and manage nonprofits. Secure a bachelor's in psychology to study mental health or advance your social work career through our online Masters of Social Work. Let us help you become a social change agent. Your future starts now at Herzing University. Text HEALTH to 85109. That's HEALTH to 85109. Or visit herzing.edu.